How to reduce food waste? Recycle it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Wallenstein, professor in the Department of Soil and Crop Sciences at Colorado State University, determines how wasted food can help repair degraded soil.
Thanks to amazing advances in agricultural technology, the average U.S. farmer produces 12 times as much food per year as they did in 1950. But up to 40% of the food we produce is never consumed. The rest is wasted, with most of it going to landfills. At the same time, the soil that our food production depends on has been eroded and degraded. It's clear that we need to regenerate soil health in order to sustain a growing population. Soil organic matter, that dark spongy material, is the key to healthy soils that store water for plants and support microbes that cycle nutrients. In fact, we now know that dead microbial bodies, called necromass, are the primary component of soil organic matter. To regenerate our soils, we need to feed the microbes. What if, rather than sending food waste to landfills, we could send it back to the farm where it can be recycled into soil organic matter? That's exactly what we do when we compost complex mixtures of food waste. Better yet, what if we diverted byproducts of food manufacturing and transformed them into technologically advanced soil amendments? During the production of the mozzarella cheese you might find on your pizza, vast quantities of the simple sugar lactose are extracted. A special form of lactose called lactobionate has some extraordinary properties. We found that it could turn soils into sponges, soaking up rain for plants to use later. Soil microbes also convert it into soil organic matter, thus improving soil health. Our aim is to close the loop on our food production systems by diverting waste and byproducts back to the farm to enhance agricultural sustainability.
And that was Matthew Wallenstein of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.